Shos the Rabbanim Shlita. Though the hour is somewhat late, but not very late, I could just hear the voice of my brother-in-law Rumi saying that he's worried about the roads tonight. People came from a distance. Shouldn't keep people late. They have to go home. Try to be bekitzer to the extent possible. On the simple level, tonight really, besides being the commemorating the Shloshim since the Betira, but being that the Betira was during Chanukah, a state that we're not allowed at the Levaya, there's also a Chiyuv LaHasvid tonight. My great Rebbe, Hanukh Leibowitz, is a tzal, always approached Hasvid with trepidation. Who knows if he could be Masvid Karoi. It's hard to really capture the greatness of Rumi's life in a few moments. There's no question that I'm unqualified to really talk about his greatness, but I think on another level, I think we're all unqualified to talk about him, because in the major sense, he really did things quietly. Nobody knew a lot of the things, so it's hard to talk about somebody who did things quietly, not with any kind of fanfare. For me personally, in one moment of time, I lost a brother, Harusa, a personal shul meshev to me, a mentor, an advisor, and a friend. It's hard to comprehend, but we always have to look to Chazal for chizuk. Parshas Vayera that we just read, Moshe's given the mission of Geula, and it seems like it's getting more shibut. It comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not understanding what's going on. I am Hashem. There's a medrash in Kehelas Rabbah that says, Omar Lei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Apos v'dom, you're just a moral human being. You can't be solvable what's going on. Ani Hashem, Rachmim, Bala Rachmim, Bemidosi, Arachim. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's full of Rachmanis. Shenemar, Ani Asisi, Ani Asa. Moshe could understand what was going on. And Hashem says, it's Rachmanis. The Fei Torah there explains how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, it's kedai to be tolerate the tsar of Klai Yisrael because everything Hashem does is l'tava of it. My Rebbe, when he said over this message, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe, no, there's a reason why it's happening, or it's not as bad as you think, or it's going to get better. The ultimate answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided to Moshe was, it's Rachmanis. Everything is Rachmanis. Vino Abba Rachman, Rachim, Rachim, Malenu. Dayan Almanis, Rachim. Avi Yisomim, Rachim. Personally for me, our Rumi came into my life at a time when I was starving for male companionship. I grew up without a father. I don't have brothers. And while Rumi was really older and wiser than me, he treated me like an equal. I was an adolescent, a teenager, perhaps moody at times. He took me in. While he was a chassan yet, he invited me to his parents' home for Shabbos, just me, to make me feel special. Took me out, Arbor Minim. For me, on an outing, let's go. We'll do it together. For that, I'm forever grateful. It became clear to me later on that this midah of him not interested in having any of the spotlight and never being about him was really one of the hallmark traits of his entire life. On the day of the Betira, being everything in haste and not realizing that Hesped was not going to be said at the Levaya, I sat down to write some words. It was Chanukah. Well-known story of Chanukah Shiva Baneha. It's brought a Medrash in Eicha Rabbah, how each son went L'Kiddush Hashem, quoting a pasuk of Emunah and Betachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by before the seventh son, the emperor wanted to try to get the seventh son to bow down to the idol. So he throws a ring in front of the idol, and the seventh son says, I see you're afraid of Basar Vadam. You're trying these tricks. If you're afraid of Basar Vadam, what should I say? Melech Malchi Amlochim. And he went out Kiddush Hashem also. Seems that there was a fear. He picked up, there was a fear. The emperor had a fear. What others would think. My Rebbe asked, fear? What do you mean? What's the fear? Strength is in his hand. He just wiped out six people who disobeyed his words. What should I fear? What is he afraid of? Whatever he says goes. Look what just happened. And apparently it's built into the human psyche of every person to want approval from others, even when they have so much strength, it seems like. There's a need of approval. And the only way to overcome that is to realize a person's own self-worth. Atzelem Elokim. And if a person realizes that, then there's no need of having approval from others. I think that's when I think of that, I think of Avrami. No need for spotlight, no fanfare. Things done quietly. I think the very coming tonight of the two kehilas that Avrami was part of, led by the Rabbanim, each Rav in his great way, but they also have a different style to each other, different mahalach a little bit, both in greatness. I think it speaks a lot about Avrami, that not only was he part of the two kehilas, but how much he thought of the Rabbanim that are here tonight, how much he was inspired by them. Today sometimes there's a need. If someone has a certain type of Rav, it's only my way, no other way, it's exclusive. Avrami saw greatness, and when he saw greatness, he went after it. And he wanted to stick to it. I remember overhearing a conversation between Avrami and my sister, Mrs. Rosenfeld, and it went something like, my sister asked Anu, what's doing in shul? He came back, what's doing? He said, what's doing? I went to Davin, I sat and I learned afterwards, and now I'm home. That's what's doing. He didn't get involved in anything. There was no need for anything else. Tefillah, learning. We're going to read in this week's parasha, Acholish Hazeh Lechem, as Forno explains. It's very appropriate that this mitzvah of Acholish Hazeh Lechem was given right after the Geula, because Avodim don't have any bilus over time. It's not their time. Time belongs to the Master. So Klal Yisrael had to know, Acholish Hazeh Lechem, time is for you now. Now that you're free from Avdus, time belongs to you. What did Avrami do with his time? He didn't become the Talmud Chacham that he was just overnight. He learned many years in yeshiva, called Torah in Yerushalayim, many years in yeshiva Torah Vadas, ultimately getting a smicha from Reb Pam Zitzal. I personally gained a lot, time after time, from his yediyas. He had tremendous yediyas. You know, every Rashi and Chumash, not just the famous Rashis, like Rabbi Reisman sometimes says, every Rashi and Chumash, we just made a sima Mishnayis. Avrami was very fond of Mishnayis. He was well versed in Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. He learned Afyomi, and then there was a point many years ago when he stopped learning Afyomi. He had his own limud, and then he went back to Afyomi. Most people who learn Afyomi, a lot of it they learn is it's a herchuk, it's a machayev. The next day, the next daf, it's the herchuk. It's a way to keep them disciplined in their learning. I can tell you when Avrami was not learning Afyomi, he had his own limud. He was just as disciplined. He was just as disciplined. He learned, he reviewed the daf, prepared it, reviewed it. I believe at a certain, I once saw him, he was going through marshas. I think for sure in Chedushei Gadot, I think he did all the marshas. Definitely at a certain point, not an easy thing. My memory of him, he was waiting by the bus stop to go into the city, taking the bus to work, saying, tell him, till the bus came. Otherwise, headphones, shiur. Towards the past year or so, things got more difficult. There was a need for him to kind of elevate his feet, and he had a recliner. People think of, what does someone do on a recliner? They rest. They read other things. His recliner, he learned. That's what he did. His last trip to the hospital, that's all it took him. He grabbed his Gemara. And he went with it in hand. I'm not one who clearly can interpret events in any kind of mystical way. I think it's just appropriate to share right at the end of Shiva. The family got off from Shiva. They went out of the house just for a few moments. During that time, the doorbell rang. And there was a delivery. It was a Sunday, not a usual day for delivery. And the next Gemara, Avraham ordered, he enjoyed reading some of the notes on the art scroll, and he came piece by piece, and the next Gemara was delivered. I don't want to interpret things, I'm clearly not one. Clearly, the house that he set up as a house of Torah, it's going to be continued to be that way, a house of Torah. Dear Shira and Abigail, I lost my tati too when I was young, as a child. And as I got older, what kept me going was realizing what great Talmud Chacham my tati was, his status. The Gemara talks about the status of a bas Talmud Chacham, a daughter of a Talmud Chacham. And I don't think it just means a daughter of a Talmud Chacham has a certain status because you have access to the Talmud Chacham. You'll get to talk and learning with the father. I think it means, bas Talmud Chacham, that the daughter is an entirely different person. She's not a regular daughter. She's a bas Talmud Chacham. Because the house was a house of Torah. It's not the same person. You will forever have that status of bas Talmud Chacham. I just want to share very quickly. Someone showed me, it's good just to read a few lines. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kaddish. He says, Sifcha Beis, Afa Pish Amiris HaKaddish Vatfilos Me'ilos Elavos, even though sure Kaddish has tremendous schusim to be said, Mikomokim Ein Eilu Iker, it's not the Iker. Eluke Yishar Barim Yochav Aruch Mishar, to follow in the way. Kibzem Bezakim Ha'avos, to follow in the way of the parent. Hach Yisib Zohar Kodesh, and he quotes the Zohar to that effect. Kaddish is not the Iker, but to go in the way that was set up in the house. Everything that is done needs to be looked at through the lens of Torah. And while it might seem that Avrumi was weak and shvach, I think that couldn't be further from the truth. Chazal say, Ezoa Giba Kovish is Yitzro, who's really strong, so is Kovish himself. It wasn't easy, as was mentioned, consistency in learning and tefillah. The Mesiris Nefesh, people didn't know about it. I remember not that long ago, he was coming to shul. I think he was actually leaving shul. He was leaving shul. And he wasn't well. I watched from a window of the shul to see him leave. There's a stop sign right here on the corner of Avenue S and 22nd Street. He held on to that stop sign for his dear life. I cried. I hope to say that my tears that I cried were not just about the Yisurim that he was going through, but crying for myself and others. Wow, what strength. Look at the Gevura. Look what a person can accomplish. What a giant. Such greatness. Pishas HaYetzer. Doing Ratzon Hashem. I was privileged to know this giant, this gentle giant. My sister Devora displayed such strength. Your support for Avrumi, always being there, as was mentioned, having the house set up in a way where Avrumi could learn and rest when he needed to rest. Surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the strength you need to continue raising the children. The name Avraham Moshe Mordechai was a name that was constant on many people. I want to mention my mother's tefillos, constantly mentioning his name. What now? What about all those tefillos? What now? So we have to know there's a Gemara in Brachas, Lam Beis on the Beis. The Gemara says, Kol Marach b'tefiloso, ain't tefiloso chazer es reikam. Here was Marach and his tefilo. The tefilo has not come back empty. But a few lines later, same Ahmed. The Gemara says, "Imro adam shispalav lo inena yachsav yispalav." If a person sees that someone daven, he wasn't answered, should daven again. Shenemar kavi l'Hashem chazak v'amitzivecha v'kavi l'Hashem again daven. But the Gemara really just said, "Ain't tivlaso chazaris reikom," that the tefillah is going to be answered. The answer is pashit. The Gemara's lashon is very meduyik. It says, "Ain't it's not chazaris reikom." Doesn't say it's answered. We daven for something, and we don't get what we want, but the tefillah surely does not go empty. I believe the stipler in Krayin Igrisa writes this in the letter, very explicit, that tefillos for sure have an effect, schusim, on the family, changing the world. Nothing is empty. HaKaras HaTov is so important. By the Makom of Barod, Paro says, Hashem Tzadik v'ami Rishon. Paro acknowledges something that until then he didn't acknowledge. Why? What was it about the Makom of Barod that had the shift in Paro's mind? The Zakenim says that Paro realized that Hashem was willing to do chesed with the Mitzvah. He told them to bring the animals in. He told them, bring the animals in, they won't be, nothing will happen. The chesed. Power of the hearing, the chesed that Hashem did, he said, Hashem tzadik v'ami rishon. The riches of power that nothing else could move him, what moved him was appreciating chesed. Avrumi had many medical appointments that many of us, and even the family, did not know. I feel the need to mention Avrumi's mother, Brother Chaim Mrs. Sarah Rosenfeld, who accompanied Avrumi on all those important appointments, hospitalizations, even when difficult, receiving news that was not hopeful. And being there in a calm, stable way, listening, questioning the doctor, exploring, listening again. Sometimes a family needs an outside person from the family as a patient advocate. She really, even though obviously feeling the tsar for her son, was able to be there. On behalf of the entire family, we appreciate so much what you were able to do. Avrumi would want to mention, even though he's not here, his doctor at Columbia, Dr. Rosenbaum, and his staff, they were devoted to Avrumi for several years. He needs to be acknowledged. These two Rabbanim who are here, Rabbi Ginsburg Shlita, Rabbi Reisman Shlita, Hatzad HaShovah Shebehen, that their Harbatus HaTorah goes way beyond just in their respective shuls. And on behalf of the families, I want to acknowledge and just express our tremendous gratitude for their devotion, not just to the Klal, but Al Kol Yochid V'Yochid, and in the shuls and the kilos that follow in their ways, they and their kilos should be granted gezunt ad meir ba'esim, continue their great work. Dearest Devora, Shir Avigail, look around you. Look at all the people in this room. Many people here. Some people who couldn't make it here tonight. We are all your fans. We all support you. We all stand with you, in front of you, aside, in back of you. We are all your fans. We're all rooting for you. Gertati, and Shemayim is rooting for you. Most importantly, Avinu Sheva Shemayim is rooting for you. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you nechama, not knowing of any more tsar. May we all be zocha to the ultimate nechama of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. B'mehir v'yameinu, amen.